The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Episode 15, Rock Solid Radio Show. Doing it in your ear hole once again every Wednesday. It's your boy Ubiquitous right here. And I got the lovely Dr. Tim.
What up, what up?
And of course, as always, the man with the plan, a man for the grand, Todd Digger.
Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Ubiquitous.
Should have known.
Yes, indeed. It's the Howard Homecoming recap segment of the show.
A good time had by all.
Yeah, to put it simply, in these young kids' terms, it was lit.
So lit.
It was so lit.
I'm glad y'all brothers had a good time.
The fade was in full effect. I was faded as shit.
Wow.
But yes. So shout out to everybody that I got to see on the yard, especially those who I haven't seen in extremely long time. So shout out to all of y'all. Anybody who may have asked about the podcast when they ran into us and, maybe listening this week for the first time. Welcome.
And, hey, how you doing?
Hope you're not easily offended.
You have sensitive ears, this is not the show for you.
You know what's crazy about homecoming? It's the fact that now that we're a little older, is seeing people that you haven't seen in years and they have kids with them. You just sit there thinking about, wow, these reckless motherfuckers are reproducing.
See, that would have been me.
That's totally me. Like,
Yeah, man.
I have not yet brought my kids out to Howard's. I mean, I brought my stepdaughter out, but I haven't brought the young kids out to Howard's homecoming as of yet.
My stepson didn't want to go. I mean, I tried to take him to Yard Fest on Friday, and he was having an allergic reaction to something, so he was a little irritated. Mm-hmm. So, the thought of, hitting those hills and everything. Cause I mean, he's been on campus before. I've taken him, to Howard before for other events, but I was like, really looking forward to him seeing his first Howard homecoming, at least on Friday I didn't, get too twisted. So, that would have been a perfect day for him, but, I knew I was going to be fudged up on Saturday.
Who was not fucked up. Who was on, at Yardfest this year?
Rick Ross.
Really?
Wale. Yeah, the whole, that little crew. Cardi B, was there for a split second.
Oh, word.
Yeah, like a real split second. I don't even think she did the whole verse. I don't think she finished the whole first verse of that shit.
Oh, wow.
So, everybody was hyped for that. I mean, you didn't have to pay for it at least.
Right, true. There's that.
I mean, walking across the yard, seeing the young ladies dressed the way they were has a way of picking my spirits up all the time. That unirritates me.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It was definitely a lot of eye candy to be had.
And being 40, it's kind of like, it's weirder now because I'm 40 and I'm realizing there are people walking around that campus that weren't even alive when I first entered Howard.
Right.
In 1995.
Crazy. That is kind of bananas when you think about it.
I was talking to one of my stepdaughter's advisors or something like that. And I noticed that she's a Delta. And I was like, oh, my best friend's a Delta. I'm a Zeta. She's like, oh, where'd you pledge? And I was like, oh, it's Xavier University, Louisiana. I was like, yeah, you were probably in elementary school when I pledged. I pledged in 96. She was like, yeah, I was 6 years old. I was like, dog, really? Six?
Yeah, man.
That is like deep and profound.
Yeah, that's crazy. I ran into, on Friday, I, you know, went to visit the tree and, ran into some fraternity brothers up there. And, you know, when they, you know, and I said, you know, spring 2002.
Oh God.
Yeah. They was just like, you know, looking at me like I was just ancient. Like, it's not that long ago, nigga.
Right. It kills me when they be like, oh, you old school. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. We didn't even have above ground lines when I came in. What right. are you talking about? Like,
exactly.
We had a process.
Right. We had intake. Right. We had the membership intake process.
That's what I meant. That's the process that I meant.
That is the process that all organizations yes. should be following. Thank you very much.
Thank yes. you. Yes.
Rock yes. Solid Radio Show does not condone or participate
in hazing
of
or any of those activities
of any censored or the sport for Greek organizations. You know, you got a pledge to get in this bitch. You got a pledge to get in Rock Solid
different.
Though.
That's something different. That's different though.
Nor have we participated in any of said activities
for our Greek organizations.
Yes. That.
Mm-hmm. You don't got to strike a brother to make him a brother.
Exactly.
But you got to go hard to get on the rock.
Although I do want to say to one of our frat brothers, fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch. And if he listens, he will know exactly what I'm talking about.
I doubt he listens.
I think I know what you're talking about. I'm joking. Kind of. Yeah. What else? Cracked off. Oh, Howard actually won. Hey, everybody talks about Howard Homecoming and nobody ever talks about the game. We actually won the game.
Like, that's what's up.
A lot.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we stomped the shit out of Morgan, so.
Ha!
Yeah. There is that.
What is the football team's record? I have no
four
idea.
4-3. I was about to get to that.
Okay.
Fourth win of the season.
All right.
I did promise 5.
Yes, you did.
You did indeed.
Yes. So, who else do we have left to play?
Yeah, SC State next week. FAMU on the 4th.
That's a win.
Norfolk State the 11th.
That'll be a tough game.
And yes. Hampton, the last game of the season.
That's going to I might have to go to that game.
Is it Hampton, here?
I'm thinking about going to
Yo, we might have to road trip. We might have to road trip.
When is it?
It's the last game of the season. It's the 18th of November.
Yeah, we might have to make
that
happen.
Yeah, I think that'll be the week after the Silverado Gun Show. So I think I can make that. Yeah.
We might have to definitely make that. Yo, Norfolk beat NC Central this week.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I told you Norfolk was going to be a tough one.
So, man. They're not
an easy out.
Did not expect that in any way, shape, or form.
No.
I was about to run the table, though. Fuck what you heard. We about to run this bitch.
I really need us to beat Hampton, though.
Like, please so and bad. Thank you, because I don't want to hear any shit from any Hampton people about goddamn your institute. You know we send crazy people to institutes, right?
Asylums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, Howard, if you're listening, I need for you to pull that one out.
No doubt. Let's see. What else is going on?
Didn't that really pop off at homecoming?
You know, that's another good thing too, is that there wasn't really any, at least I didn't see any, you know, like fighting or, you know, niggas who can't hold their liquor or stuff like that. I mean, there were, you know, a couple of people who, you know, may have had a little bit of alcohol, you know, poisoning, but.
Oh.
But,
Did you see anyone yak?
I did. I saw a young lady get put into an ambulance.
Really? Yeah.
Which reminds me, people, it is a marathon.
Not a sprint.
Like, you don't gotta rush to get drunk.
Here's the thing about it. For every drink that you have some water.
Have a bottle of water.
Have a bottle of water. Extend your shit. Look,
you should be turning up on the yard anyway. Like, not like that. Like,
why
it's
not?
One thing to have, no,
I'm joking. I'm
it's
joking.
One thing to have a drink, but.
You know, I feel you.
You should be slamming it back while you're on the yard.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, when chill. I was in the yard, I made myself, you know, I had the nice tea, you know, bottle, my 1 liter bottle. And,
and what was it filled with?
Sweet tea and Christian Brothers.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, and that was, you know, I was straight, you know, for the whole day just off that one and everything. And
I mean, it was a liter, so I would hope so.
Well, I mean, I didn't, it wasn't a whole
liter. No, I know, I'm being a dick.
Yeah, but, you know, it was enough to give me nice. I mean, and that's another thing, too. I didn't make it strong enough to where, like, would put me on my ass, you know, immediately or anything. It was a nice, you know, low sustained buzz. I'm not a fucking alcoholic. They go to meetings. No, I'm joking.
Kind of. A little, just a little bit.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I didn't notice anybody, like, bugging out or nothing like that. I didn't hear no fights.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
So. Didn't any cues get naked?
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm about to say, not that I saw, thank God.
I don't know if cues act out for a homecoming the way they do for Bayou Classic. I mean, those are two different events anyway.
I think it's more, I think a lot of that is you got older brothers coming.
True.
You know, even when I was wilding on the yard in undergrad, you know, I kept it somewhat in check when the older bros and the older soros were on the yard.
Yeah.
True. Because you don't want to get pulled aside and talked to about how you're bringing any type of shame to the letters.
I was just about to say, you know what's funny though? I know better than that. That's why I don't wear letters often.
Because I know there's
just that slight possibility I might have to run upside somebody's head, and I don't want my organization to be represented when that happens.
I mean, you don't want to be rubbing all on a young lady neither.
You know what?
You don't want to be smutting a young woman out in the corner. You know, grinding and shit with letters on. Like,
we 40 years old. Well, I mean, y'all are 40 years old. But I mean, you know, I'm damn near 40 years old. I look like smutting off somebody in the corner.
Oh my gosh.
You go to the car for that.
Car. I can't even think of the last time I did something. Yes, I can. It was a while ago. It was over 10 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
No comment.
Yeah, wait, no, I take that back. Seven years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was dating this one young lady. This is like right after I graduated from high school. And all we did was have sex in the car.
It's like the bed was available, but why? The car was a thrill.
Why?
I mean, neither one of us had our own place.
Right, it's high school, so.
No, it was like right after high school.
That's what I meant. Yeah, you still don't have your own spot.
Nothing's worse than when for me at least, I was in Drew Hall, but that first year you get on campus and them first like few weeks when you can't have visitation. That shit was the worst.
What are you talking about? I went to a school where we did not have co-ed visitation. Oh, that's right.
I forgot.
I mean, my first shit didn't hurt me because women wasn't trying to see me anyway. So,
You remember I brought
had a girlfriend.
Yeah,
I brought sand to the beach.
I brought Squays to school with me.
No. Yeah, no. Xavier did not have co-ed visitation, which is not to say that co-ed visitation did not happen, because apparently chicks would sneak into St. Mike's, which was the boys' dorm. I never snuck into St. Mike's. Let me just say that. But there were also these guest houses like that the school had bought for upperclassmen, and it'd be like, you know, six dudes in there or whatever, like in a 3-4 bedroom house.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go down, you know, just orgy central.
Not orgy central, but things would happen.
I had somebody invite me to an orgy my freshman year at Howard. It didn't pop off. It ended up not popping off, but that was like the, you know, premise behind the invitations. I was supposedly, it was me and a bunch of, you know, the homies from Drew, you know, these nice young ladies and everything, you know, that ran in the crew, certain crew.
I didn't get invited to nothing like that.
Me neither.
Like I said, I mean, nothing went down, because I think everybody was still kind of, you know, green and vanilla back then. Wasn't nobody trying to make the first move. But shit, had I known then what I know now, shit.
Mm-mm.
It would have been like Caligula up in that bitch.
That is so terrible. No. Nothing like I'll put it to you like this. I'm sure things like that happened at Xavier. I did not partake in such activities.
You said you're sure things like that happened. And I'm not saying that you took part in them, but you know you heard about chicks getting trained and stuff like that. So you didn't have that one chick on campus who everybody knew got smutted out by the alphas.
Wait, pause. Because, okay, so this happened. This happened before I got to Xavier. And, so, you know, the alphas, they had Miss Black and Gold. And apparently, the chick who won Miss Black and Gold that year, you know, was pretty, arrogant or whatever. And shortly after she won, there, were copies of a picture that circulated around campus, and I mean really circulated around campus.
Where she had none in her face or something?
Where, like, she's, like, sucking a dick. It's like she's, like, holding a dick close to her mouth, like, hey, like, she's posing.
It's a dick.
What's a dick? I mean, and when I say folks went ham, I mean, from my understanding, they sent pictures to, like, her family, her parents.
Damn.
Like, and her whole thing was like, you know, whatever, what the fuck ever, like, I still got into medical school, so I don't care. And, like, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard they sent it to the medical school that she got into. So.
But here's my thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
Here's my thing. I mean, okay. So she was, I mean, photographed sucking dick. I mean, obviously it wasn't like, you know, she was working for a porn site or something like that. I mean, it was a private photo that somehow got leaked out and everything. I mean, is that supposed to be a knock on her character? If that was something she was doing in the privacy of the bedroom with her, you know, her partner or whatever. Okay. And I mean, it's not like, you know, like I said, like it wasn't like, you know, she was sucking, you know, multiple dicks in the picture. I mean,
and I understand that, but understand the context that we're talking about. We're saying that in 2017, a good, mm-hmm. you know, what, 23 years later.
Mm-hmm.
1994? Folks weren't, 1994 in the South, folks weren't necessarily as liberal in their thinking. And Xavier is a small school.
Well, that's their problem.
Yes, it is their problem.
Fucking squares?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, there was a rumor about me that it didn't get out much as far as I knew.
It was a rumor.
No, really, it really was a rumor because I didn't do this. I don't have enough time and concentration to do this, but supposedly I wrote a 10-page article on sucking dick. And apparently, I don't.
I'm sorry.
Yo, hold on. Oh, before you continue, you should take that as a compliment. The fact that somebody would think you would have the ability, like, to write such a paper.
I knew enough about sucking dick to write 10 goddamn pages.
To write a fucking dissertation.
Right.
She did her doctorate thesis on it.
But wait, here's what makes it worse, right? Or maybe not so much worse, but it definitely doesn't make it any better. So there was a queue that I was fucking. I didn't fuck with any queues on campus, but there was a queue that I was fucking with, and he was at a party that I was not at and had overheard some cues from my school saying this, like, oh, I heard, you know, Tatum, da 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 da, because that was, like, you know, what I was called or whatever. And he was like, she didn't write that. I sent that to her.
That was better.
That does not really make it any better, because whether I wrote it or whether I received it, now there is somehow evidence that I am in possession of 10 pages on second dick.
That's a lot of work.
Did any females ask you to forward it to them?
I don't
know
if send it to your friends.
I don't know if Dr. anyone.
I was just wondering. Don't you have the scriptures?
He's so silly. Here's the thing about it. Like, I don't really know if any women heard it. Like, I don't know if there were any deltas around who heard that rumor, or if there are any deltas, period, who heard that rumor, because it didn't become a campus rumor. But what did at least become a rumor amongst Greeks on my campus, and maybe slightly like folks who were Greek adjacent, was that I supposedly sucked this alpha. It was before he was an alpha, but supposedly I sucked this alpha's dick in the bushes.
What, did he start calling you bush baby?
Right. And then, like, somehow that escalated to, like, I was fucking all these alphas, and I did not fuck with alphas when I was an undergrad. Like, even though I'm married to one now, which is really weird.
But did you suck the alphas dick in the bushes?
What? No.
She's like, at first she said, what? You know, the FBI would have failed you in a polygraph type test. Right there. Her eyes went down to the right and she hesitated.
You're so stupid. No, I did not suck an alpha's dick in the bushes.
Not in the bushes. I'm sorry.
Once again, when I was at Xavier, I was not fucking with any alphas. That was not my thing.
I'm joking with you.
I fucked with Qs who were not on my campus.
You're proud to say that. No, I'm joking. Oh, man. Ty was good.
Listen here, listen to y'all. I'm chilling, man.
Ty is still, like, no bullshit. Ty is still recovering from homecoming.
It was wild like that, right? Y'all got wild for that.
It was crazy.
Man.
It sucks that I missed it, but, you know, I was dealing with some personal issues, so there's that.
Totally understand.
And also, you know, nigga just didn't have money like that. I'm saving up for my birthday trip.
Shit. Nigga didn't have money like that. You don't think we wouldn't ball it on a budget? I spent money on the hotel room and, like, eating.
Man.
Basically, yeah. Talk about getting in the parties and brunches and all that. I think that's like just the thing about me though. Like, I've never been into that kind of shit anyway. Like,
let me say,
you know,
brunches
are pretty lit though.
Yes, sir.
I didn't go to a lot of brunches, but the brunches that I went to were pretty fucking cool.
I mean,
don't go with a lot of motherfuckers, but brunches, yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to brunches. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I've had, you know, especially when it's like, you know, I think for me, it's like, for one, I mean, it's ironic because I had such a great time at homecoming, but I honestly, like, I'm not real big on a lot of crowds anyway, and like large groups of people. True. Like, that's kind of just always kind of been my thing. I've always been kind of a loner in that regard. So, you know, being just around, I mean, even though, you know, there were a lot of people that I wish I could have seen, and I really am upset that I didn't get to see because of my reclusive nature, you know, but yeah, that's just never been my thing. You know, I've always been the type, I'd rather have people come to my home and, you know, entertain you, you know, in my element.
I love those settings.
Yeah. Like, that's what I was good at, especially even like, you know, even going dating back to undergrad, that's what I did. You know, I wasn't about going out to the club all the damn time.
I think there's a lot more intimate. There are a lot more, you get to know your friends a little better.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're just hanging out. Exactly. And
that's the thing. That's why I don't, like, you know, have a lot of, you know, close, quote unquote, friends necessarily. I have the select few that I've had for years.
Right.
And everything. But for the most part, I live by the triple N theory. No new niggas. So.
That's pretty real.
You know, the people that I rock with now, for the most part, are people I've been rocking with for a long time.
Right.
So me going out and being, you know, amongst throngs of people.
It's not really your bag.
Exactly. I'm not really interested in that.
I realize that I like bars, but not big bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a bar that I go to and they know my name and it's pretty awesome. So.
I love those.
Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, it really is like my personal cheers type shit. You know what I'm saying? like, and I really enjoy that, but I'd rather go to a bar than go to a club a large party.
Lounges work for me. I can do lounges. Like, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, a big old dance floor. I mean, there's an area where you can dance and everything, but, you know, for the most part, it's kicking back, listening to good music, you know, having good, you know, refreshments and everything, and just, you know, enjoying the vibe, just enjoying a nice positive vibe. People grooving to, you know, good music, not, you know, a lot of shit.
Whack shit.
You know. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to hate on, you know, or what these youngsters call hating.
I don't think I've been to a lounge. Let me rephrase that. I have, but not necessarily as an older adult. So I think I'd appreciate going to a lounge now.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
I don't really know of any to go to around.
I can't wait to start going to the old people club. Same color shirt and pants, and like have the hat and the Bluetooth. Oh man, that sounds like
this nigga did not say
the hat and the Bluetooth.
It's gonna be awesome. No,
no, don't forget the gold chain.
Gotta have the gold chain.
Gotta have the gold chain.
Gotta have the chain.
And a pinky ring.
The pinky ring is doing a little much. That's a pimp. Yeah, pimps being there with the pinky ring. And the cane.
With the sandals.
No, the cane. You said the sandals.
Sandals.
And the Lord Jesus perm.
No. But wait, like, are we talking about the granddad barbecue sandals or are they actually open toe?
Open toe. Classy. I want the granddad barbecue sandals.
There's nothing classy about sandals to me. You can see your feet, dude. It's not classy.
You're not in your 50s. That's why.
You're a step away from Fred Flintstone. Like,
no. Everybody who wear those sandals' feet be looking like they be stopping the car. Oh, my God. I have a coworker. Her feet. God damn.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yo, you run up 495? Terrible. They don't put no lotion on their shit.
Oh my God. They look like they just been stomping concrete bricks.
Just kicking flour all over the fucking place.
Oh my. How do you leave the house like that?
Like she uses them to climb trees.
And imagine seeing those feet on a younger one.
Man, that's crazy.
No.
She's in her mid-20s, feet look 70. Like,
she needs a pet egg and lotion. But you know, I can't talk about anybody because my feet are atrocious.
Feet transplant. Like,
yo, I ain't going to lie. My feet are atrocious. That's you know, kind of the reason why I hate on people who wear sandals, who can wear sandals. Because I can and will not because my feet are just like hideous.
But all feet are ugly, though.
So. They really are. I hate feet. Like, I'm not a foot person.
I'm not a foot person to the point of a fetish, but there can be feet, I mean, you know, that are well kept.
Keep your bare well claws kept. Up off me.
Like, nothing about it. My feet are done pretty regularly. You know what I mean? I like for them to be taken care of, well polished, things like that. But I don't like people touching my feet. I don't like people putting their feet on me. I don't like touching other people's feet. Like, I don't do feet at all. Like, people will be like, oh yeah, I love to have my toes sucked. You fucking got it, son. That is, and I've actually had my toes sucked before and I was like,
That could be a good or a bad sound, though.
No, I was just like, okay. I was like the mama in fucking Friday when Oprah was talking about.
Okay.
She called me after work. She's like, okay. Yeah, that's how I was because that's just not my thing. Just fuck that. I don't get it. And I hate to sound like I'm kink shaming, because you know what? If feet are your thing, that's your thing. Handle it. Do it, doggy. But like, not me. Not I said the cat.
I like foot job porn.
Like, that's so funny. I was just thinking about this.
God bless you, sir.
This porn DVD I used to have, which was, I forgot the name. I think the name of it was Pimp Juice. It was just a compilation of cum shots for all intents and purposes.
It, I have that. I have that somewhere.
You have it on VHS or DVD?
DVD. I think it was the last DVD I ever bought.
No, I had a friend who like downloaded it because I had like two, three, and four. Like I really enjoyed this series.
Like that series.
Right. So
my shit was the Black Cheerleader Search series. I had like 10 VHS tapes of them shits.
But there, I remember there was this one cum scene where it was a threesome. It was oh my God, what was her name? Angel the Ice or Angel at something. Or Isla Fox. That's who it was. Mm. Isla Fox and this other chick, fucking this dude, and he nuts on one chick's toes, and the other chick licks the nut off of her toes. And I was like, I don't know how. Okay, I need to fast forward to next because I don't know how I feel about this right now.
I mean, you know,
I think we've all seen that one scene that we watched all the way through and it made you feel away.
I'm about to say it left you a little bit disturbed that you actually continued to sit through it throughout the duration. I mean, you know.
Is there one scene that like stuck out in your mind that you were just like,
this was very disturbing?
No, not disturbing, because that was not the most disturbing scene I've seen. I know the most disturbing scene I've seen. Like, I had to tell someone to, like, stop sending me shit after this one, but...
I think I know what you're talking about. It was one that was very gross.
It wasn't, like, two girls in a cup or no shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
that although was... I did see that one.
I've never seen
it. Be glad.
That's not a life you want to live.
I've never seen that. I think I'll fight somebody.
I think you saw the reaction videos, and that was probably enough for you. Yeah.
And what's just crazy, because my curiosity always gets the best of me. And I always end up watching shit like that. But for some reason, that one...
You're like, nah.
I'm not risking it on this one.
You were smart. You were smart. You were very, very smart. But, yeah, what was there a scene that stuck out? Maybe not so much disturbing, but just like, wow, okay.
You clearly underestimate the amount of pornography that I've consumed up to this point. No, seriously, I really, there's nothing that really sticks out specifically in my mind. Well, okay, one. I saw one with a woman fucking a horse.
Mm.
Like, literally, like, yeah, she, yeah, let the horse mount her, and the horse nutted and everything. Like, yeah.
I just threw up a little bit.
That was probably the most, disturbing thing that I had ever seen.
I think I clicked on something, and, like, it was shit porn, like.
Scat porn? Yeah.
and it didn't start off like that. It just started off regularly. And, like, the guy jumped on top of the girl's face. And I thought, okay, she's about to rim him, okay. But.
Ew, no, don't even go further. Ew.
That fucked my head up.
That's just gonna make my stomach
hurt. I don't think I watched porn for 2 weeks.
Like, no bullshit. Like, anything having to do with any type of excrement, I can't fuck with it. I don't even go down that rabbit hole at all.
Yeah, nah. Speaking of rimming.
I know where we're going.
Apparently Gabrielle Union plays above the rim.
Or below it. Depending on
around it. Inside it. I mean,
Gabrielle Union goes hard to the floor.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yo, but no bullshit. We laugh about it like that, but y'all can't act like y'all ain't never had that shit done.
Oh, of course. course.
I mean, no kink shaming.
No kink right. shaming.
But
you damn right I have.
But
definitely have my ass.
Gabrielle me. Union, you are the real MVP.
Yes.
And she about to catch these jokes.
So for those of you who don't know, apparently Gabrielle implied that D-Way gets his salad tossed.
Ain't nothing wrong with licking the booty hole. The booty
hole. You know what's funny? When I sent y'all the link, and no, totally no pun intended, but it was a picture of D-Wade, and he had this shit-eating grin.
I hate you right now.
Oh, my God. Are you having a Cleese moment?
Oh, shit.
Like, it's dog. He just has this look on his face like, yeah, she has a guilty as fuck.
And he's gonna ask the question. So, like, does he toot his ass up and she, like, lick it from behind?
I
or is it like a...
I don't want to know.
Toot that ass up! You think she plays that?
Yo, that's a thought I don't even want to enter into my head. You see the way that nigga dressed last season?
I just figured this him on his back, his legs spread in a V.
So you're getting a little too
graphic. She's just going to town.
You're going too far.
I would say this about Wade. Wade strikes me as a nigga that's trying to get the orgy started. Like, I'm pretty sure he's been on LeBron's house a few times. And
yo.
Like, lower Gabrielle's shirt down in front of old dude's wife. And...
Yo, man.
But he'll bring it up at the, like, the worst time, though. Like... At home, he'll say that shit out loud at dinner or some shit.
Now, my question is this. Who is more likely to participate in said orgy? Derrick Rose or, fuck, I just had a break. Oh, J.R. Smith.
Nigga, you know J.R. Smith whipped it. He's not even thinking about his girl at this moment. He's thinking about, he's getting the fuck Gabrielle. Like, that's what he's doing. And I can't necessarily blame him.
Yo.
You want to know what's sad? Is someone posted a clip from Love and Basketball where Gabrielle Union is in the stands and she's looking at Omar Epps' butt. She's like, oh, look at that butt. I just want to lick the sweat off that butt. It's like, oh my God.
That's a pretty random part of that movie to remember.
Right.
Because I don't remember that part.
Me neither. Not something I stored in my memory banks. Nope.
So you trying to say she didn't eat booty since the 90s? Is that what you're saying?
And there's nothing wrong if she has.
There's absolutely nothing wrong if she has. There's... Some of us who have always been ahead of our time.
I think she's just here in the bag.
No doubt. Oh, you already know. She ain't letting that nigga go nowhere.
That nigga went out and had a break baby on us.
Oh, man.
Which is so, you know, sad when you think about it in light of what she's, you know, recently admitted with her infertility issues. Like, that has to fucking suck. That, like...
I didn't even think about it.
This side, bitch.
So you just killed all the jokes. We can't even throw them at Gabby no more after that.
I'm sorry.
I ate this nigga ass and he still went on.
See, that's where I was going to go until she started bringing up the infertility and shit.
I mean, I'm just saying. But it's the truth, though. It's the truth. It's real fucked up.
You know what?
That's exactly what I was going to say, yo.
It's real fucked up. Like,
Gabby, I don't want to say I mean to put your business out there because
Gabby
put your business out there. However,
I'm going to say she ain't listening to us no way, shit.
You never know.
We're going to get a letter from our agent tomorrow morning, though.
Right.
Just because we said that. Well, when the show airs.
Yep. Watch Thursday morning. Email us somebody's mailbox.
We'll be offering a retraction on next Sunday.
Speaking of, so quick flashback to last week's episode where Tam shouted out her homeboy, Chris.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he responded and said, yes, I do listen to the show. So.
Yay! Nice. Thank you, Chris. That's my brother, man.
So, Chris. Yeah, no doubt. So we definitely want to give Chris an official rock solid shout out this week.
Yes.
With no sarcasm involved at all.
At all. All love. All love, for baby. Sure.
And while you're listening, Chris, help keep our podcast free by shopping at Amazon. Visit cspn.us. Then click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page. From there, scroll down and click on the Amazon link to shop. Purchase items from Amazon as you normally would, whether it's books, music, electronics, jewelry, apparel, or any other activities that you like to participate in. For every purchase made on Amazon through our link, Amazon sends to CSPN a payment cash that help us keep the Rock Solid Radio Show podcast free to our listeners at no extra cost to you. Amazon.com through CSPN.us. Do it today.
I promise you, everybody, he has his degree from Howard.
Optional, motherfucker. If you shop at Amazon often, bookmark the link or add it as your homepage so that you can help the CSPN each time you order. We thank you for your support.
You were supposed to read the optional out loud, nigga. I mean, read the shit after that, but.
Well, it's optional. The listeners are not reading it.
Yeah, but you just read, never mind.
What was your major at Howard?
You got a problem with me? I'm doing ads. Do it your own fucking self.
No, I'm not clowning. I'm legitimately asking you, what was your major at Howard?
Pussy eating.
Bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, my God.
Double majors in pussy eating and cleanup man.
You know what?
You ain't no fighting for a boyfriend? Come on to the Meridian. I'll help you out.
You know what?
I can fix that.
you don't need him.
Don't be out here dirty Mackin.
You was that Joe ass nigga.
I wasn't dirty Mackin. It's just they come and tell me their problems.
You was that Joe ass nigga.
I never said a bad word about any nigga that didn't deserve it.
All the things your man won't do. Wow, the good girl take it every time. Joe ass nigga.
He just don't take care of me. He just don't treat me the way he used to. Pour a little drink. Go ahead, have a drink. Relax. Take your shoes off. Let's listen to some music. Let's not even think about that right now. Several hours later.
Smoking a cigarette.
She's singing "Ease On Down the Road," happily walking back to her door.
So, how would you feel when you saw her like 3 days later on his arm? Or did you not care because you already got the pussy?
Ding, 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 ding.
Would y'all share a knowing glance? Nah.
No.
I just walk past. I might say, "What's up?"
Share a knowing glance.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was just laughing so hard.
My mind do my finger. My...
No, seriously. How often did that work?
What you mean?
That whole, like, setup.
I would say 100% of the time. But she has to be interested in you first.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, get to the room, you know.
Yeah, it has to be some type of attraction. Like, I just wasn't walking up on everybody having a bad time.
Oh, yeah, no. I would hope not. That would be some Joe shit.
It is.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's still some Joe
but
shit.
But it'd be short as that newbie already.
And?
She wanted to give me some pussy. Don't hate.
I'm not hating. I mean, shit. Get it how you live. But, yeah.
Terrible. See, that never works for chicks.
Why not?
Okay, let me rephrase that. Let me not say that, because dudes will smash if you give them a reason. I would say 8.5 times out of 10.
I was a little loaded or something.
There's some good dudes out there that stay faithful to their girls. I
think so.
They exist.
There are.
You're in a room with a couple of them.
Exactly.
But I will say this. It depends on the type of dude it is. And I say it like this. Niggas are only as faithful as their options. Like, if he has the opportunity to go up in status.
Wow.
He's going to take that chance. Like,
Kevin Federline did to Shar Jackson when he went up to Britney Spears.
You think that was a step up?
In their world, it was.
Britney had
to Britney at that time. I mean, it was Britney fucking Spears at that time.
I see where you're going with it.
I do, too. That's not
what she's saying. I know. I know what she means, but...
Britney had that cake.
I know.
That oops, I did it again one, dog.
Right.
And that dough was coming fast in the 90s, too.
Man.
Got him a record deal.
For real.
What is
non-rapid ass?
Wow.
So, yeah. It that analogy works.
Yeah, I get it.
But I get your point, too. Because, I mean, seriously, you left Shar Jackson for Britney Spears?
Right.
Shar fucking Jackson?
Exactly.
She's fine.
Huh?
She is fine, too.
Man. Right.
Indubitably.
Wait. The fact that you said that, I know your answer is going to be no, but have you ever seen 7 Days of Hell?
No.
Have you ever seen 7 Days of Hell? So, 7 Days of Hell is a spoof of Wimbledon Tennis with Andy Samberg and Kit Harington.
I heard about it. I want to watch that.
That shit is fucking hilarious. You gotta see it. But Kit Harington's character is dumb as fucking rocks. And so, to make him seem like he's smarter, his mom or somebody taught him the word indubitably. And so
what you trying to say, nigga? You want to step outside, Dr. Tam?
No.
It's getting tested.
I've been reading the dictionary since I was 3, bitch. I'm joking.
I'm not saying that at all. I was just saying, every single time I hear the word indubitably, no matter in what context, I think of that damn movie.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you got to tell me.
Now, you know, actually, where I first heard that word when I was a kid, I don't remember. What cereal it was. It was a cereal that was out. But, in the commercial, it had his kids sitting at the table with the bowl of cereal. And it was, this little, teddy bear, talking teddy bear he was talking to. And it was, and they were both saying, indubitably, during the whole commercial, this shit was just crazy. But that's why that word just always stuck in my mind.
For some reason,
indubitably means without a doubt, by the way, for some of my, less vocabulary inclined people.
For some reason, it seems I recall hearing Marvin Hagler say it in it was an Old Spice deodorant. It was some deodorant commercial back in the day. And I feel like Marvelous Marvin Hagler said that in a commercial. And that was the first time I heard. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
But I feel like that was my first exposure to that word.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did I say something? Because I was going to move to another topic. An actual topic. So I don't know if people are aware or not or paying attention, but the whole thing with, we're about to talk a little bit about 45 orange.
This nigga.
Orange 45, that food coloring.
Mm-hmm. Him.
But yeah, apparently, he's still stuck on this whole, there was such widespread voter fraud and that's why Hillary had a larger popular vote than him. and yada, yada, yada. So he appointed this voting commission that has already been asking for the names, social security numbers, addresses, voter affiliation, and the way that they voted within the past however many elections. They've requested this information. Well, some of the members of this commission have sent a letter to the commission's chairman basically stating that nobody's telling them anything. They've been kept in the dark about what this commission has been doing for the past 6 weeks or so. So I think that this is something that's really important for us to pay attention to because, you know, we already know, being honest, you know, without getting into the whole partisan debate or anything like that, this administration is not like any other that has ever been. And they are willing to press the bounds of the law. And before I go there, let me also say this, because, you know, I like to keep it a buck 50. Obama was the same way. Obama did a lot of shit that went to the edge of what the Constitution allows. Mm-hmm. And me being, you know, me being somewhat of a constitutionalist in that regard, you know, I had my issues with Obama doing things like that as well.
I mean, because people will ask the question who are listening, what are some of the things that Obama did that push it to the limit?
Drone strikes anyone?
True.
That one was the first one was easy. What was it? There was other legislative, other executive orders that he, you know, passed. And don't get me wrong, a lot of it was because of Congress's inaction for the most part and a lot of things. And this was shit that had to get done.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I'm not a constitutional purist, so to speak, but as far as like the spirit of the Constitution is what I'm concerned with. So some of the things that he did, I could say were probably necessary. But yeah, that's one thing that I can say. I mean, we're at war all over the world in all these different countries. We just don't have boots on the ground. Mm. And a lot of that has to do under Obama's administration and his years.
Well, to be fair, he walked in on a lot of those wars. He walked in on a lot of those tensions
and a lot of those conflicts, but we didn't start drone striking a lot of those places until under Obama. Well, and a lot of shit,
I agree with you.
A lot of stuff he did inherit, but he still chose to continue to do it when the time came.
But what was the, for example, in Iraq, what would have been the option?
Iraq is not one of the places I'm talking about, though. Man, we've been striking
about in Syria.
We've been striking in Syria, Somalia, Yemen. Like we've been
doing some things.
Yeah,
You think he's the first president? No, but I'm just saying.
But we're just contrasting. You know, everybody, you know, looks at Obama, you know, with such esteem and everything, and then they look at a lot of people look at Trump with such, you know, disdain. Well, now, the one thing I will say, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. The one thing I will say is that when Obama skirted the Constitution and the law, he did it because he knows everything about the Constitution. Trump and his cronies do it because they know absolutely nothing about the Constitution. Exactly. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck to know, but they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't.
Well, what I was going to say in terms of like pointing out what Obama did is, I think it's necessary, like, because people, anytime you criticize Trump, people automatically be like, well, you just love Obama. So I think that if you point out, no, he also had his flaws, and these are also the issues I had with him, then it gives a little bit, at least maybe in some other people's eyes, it gives a little bit more merit, because it's like, okay, you're willing to see that not everyone is black and white perfect. Everyone has flaws, and you're willing to recognize
that. But here's my thing, though. I mean, kind of getting off on a tangent and off topic where I kind of wanted to get back to, but just speaking to that, I don't give a shit about, you know,
I know you don't.
how they feel, you know, or what needs to give credibility in their eyes to my argument or my statement in that regard. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, it's plain as day. But getting back to that, that ties back into this whole voting commission.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, I really feel like there's some clandestine shit going on with that. And a whole lot of this shit that's going on, this other noise, you know, with the esteemed, you know, this distinguished lady from Florida,
Frederica Wilson,
right? Trump and his chief of staff and everything. I believe all of this is noise and distraction from a lot of shit that's really going down, you know, pretty much in plain sight. Right?
I feel like every week we could have like a, I'm not saying we're going to, but I feel like every week we could have a 2-minute segment on like, what are this week's distractions and what are they trying to distract us from? Like this whole idea, I saw today that Trump released a bunch of documents from JFK's assassination. No offense to the Kennedy family, but who fucking cares about that? I mean, it's, yes, it's important to histories, I mean, to history, and there are historians and conspiracy theorists who I'm sure would love to get their hands on that information. But like in the grand scheme of things, of our day-to-day life, what does that have to do with what this administration is doing and how it affects our citizenship and our global positioning in the world?
Yeah. Exactly. What's crazy about it, he's introducing it as he was the one who came up with the idea of releasing the papers, even though 25 years ago, the government already said,
you know, we're going to release these papers.
In 2017, we're going to release this information. Like, this has already been decided. Like...
Oh, my goodness.
That's like him taking credit for the solar eclipse. Like,
like it's just frustrating that this administration, like, lies. And they're full of fucking liars who do nothing but lie. Like, and then when you have evidence of their lying, they just still keep on fucking lying.
Yeah.
And at some point, it just gets to be an insult to your intelligence. And anyone who knows me knows that is like one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, dog, don't insult my intelligence.
Right.
Please don't insult my intelligence. At least not so overtly.
Right.
And I feel like that's what's going on.
This administration is the administration that will just lie about everything. Like, they will start lying to you for no reason. Like,
they have lied about everything.
Right.
They just come in and be like, well, you know what? Water is dry now. Like, this is...
You're like, seriously? Really?
Like, my mom used to have a saying. Sometimes some people are lie before they tell the truth. Like, they could be answering a question truthfully, but a lie just
flip in there real quickly. Oh, my God. That's so terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to end the show without talking about the realest motherfucker in the NFL right now.
Preach.
That'd be Marshawn Lynch.
Preach.
Beast mode.
Let me tell you how real this motherfucker is. Okay, so Thursday night, Kansas City is playing Oakland in Oakland. And it's important to understand that point. I'm going to be saying Oakland a lot. So, playing this game in Oakland, where Marshawn Lynch is from, as is Marcus Peters, who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, second quarter, Marcus Peters hits Derek Carr. And some of the Raiders' offensive linemen thought that it was a dirty hit. As a matter of fact, I think he got a flag for that hit, too.
Yes.
So there's some scrum going on. Marshawn Lynch is on the sideline. Scrum going on between an offensive lineman and Marcus Peters. So Marshawn runs out there, leaves the sideline, runs onto the field, bumps into a ref and kind of like grabs the ref to move him out of the way so he can get to Marcus Peters. So clearly, there's contact. What happens in the league if you're a player and you have contact with the ref like that? I'm asking you guys.
Fine.
Ejection.
Even before that, automatic ejection. And again, this is the second quarter. But here's the thing about it. The NFL rule states that the player who is ejected must leave the field and the sidelines.
Exactly.
Doesn't say he has to leave the stadium.
Exactly.
So what did Marshawn Lynch do? Went to the locker room, got dressed, went up to the stands and watched the rest of the game with the fans.
I ain't mad at him.
At all. And then after the game, got his ass on BART and went home. And BART, for you folks who don't know, is basically like...
It's Bay Area Rail and Transit.
Yeah, Bay Area Rapid Transit, which is our rail. It's our light rail. And it goes all over the Bay Area. And that's what he took home. Because there is a stop pretty much right outside the stadium.
That's G shit.
Like, he chilled with the black hole, dog. Like,
That's what's up.
That is like the realest shit in the, and it wasn't even like, oh, super flashy. Like, yeah, I'm up here. Like, he like was blending in, just chilling.
We know white people can't stand Marshawn Lynch.
Oh my God. They fucking hate him.
Like, I remember when I was still, you know, in sports writing and everything, and it was like, people just like really could not stand, you know, like other sports writers couldn't stand the way that he chose to be with the media. And everything. And this is like, I felt about him the same way I felt about how Barry Bonds was with the media. His job is not to make your job easy.
Right.
That's not his, what he gets paid to do. He doesn't get paid to quote unquote, you know, answer every question that you ask him or answer it the way that you want him to answer it for you. Cause this,
right.
Cause this is the thing people have to understand about a lot of, especially, you know, people, beat writers and things like that. You go into things with an idea of what you want to write already.
Yes.
And so a lot of the questions that you ask a player are geared toward filling in the holes of what it is you already have gone in there thinking you're going to write. Very rarely, but it does happen, but very rarely do stories kind of form from the conversation itself. A lot of times the conversation is formed from the story that the writer, wants, you know, or journalist, exactly, right, already wants to tell. So with that being said, cats like Barry Bonds and Marshawn Lynch, they're not feeding into your narrative. You know, they choose not to even feed into that bullshit. They're going to say what they want to say.
Or not say
what they want to say. So... You know, I always respected that, even as a sports writer at one point. I totally respected that. But yeah, shout out to Marshawn Lynch for that. He truly is beast mode for that.
Oh, wait. And I want to slip this in here because I before folks be like, oh, that's just thug life, da, 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 da. Please understand that Marshawn Lynch did not run onto the field to fight Marcus Peters. And I said I was going to mention Oakland and keep mentioning Oakland for a reason. Marshawn Lynch and Marcus Peters are Oakland natives who are also very, very, very close friends to the point that they practically call themselves cousins. So when Marshawn saw that his offensive linemen, who he knew can get down, were going against his homie, his hometown homie, he ran onto the field to go to protect Marcus Peters, not to fight him. And Marcus Peters actually wants to speak at Marshawn's appeal, because he's appealing the one game suspension. So, you know, he's a real good dude all the way around. The fact that you would go and stick up for an opposing player who's your close friend from your hometown just to make sure everything's okay. I think that kind of just speaks to who he is and how much he loves Oakland, loves the fuck out of Oakland. And I wish that the NFL loved Oakland as much as Marshawn Lynch does.
True love. Squad goals.
Man, like a motherfucker.
All right. Before we get out of here, do you want to go ahead and give a shout out to those LA Dodgers going to the World Series against the Houston Astros. All you Astros fans are about to feel what a buzzsaw feels like.
Okay.
Shout out to the start of the NBA season.
Yes. I'm definitely looking forward to how the season's gonna unfold. This is the first time that we're really paying attention to the NBA in my house, because we're not watching the NFL. So, yes, NBA and hockey. Like, we've been watching a lot more hockey. So, yay!
Yeah, you already know my story about hockey. I love hockey.
Hockey's awesome.
I don't know. Dig, you got anything else you want to add?
Dwight Howard kissed the referee on the forehead.
What? Are you surprised?
Kind of not, but... I thought it would be like the middle of the season before we start doing shit like that.
I mean, Kyrie Irving told a fan to suck his dick. I thought we would really, I think that's definitely mid-season mode right there.
That's funny. I'm sorry. That, like, he got fined for that too.
25,000.
Yeah, he got fined 25 racks for that. Yeah. But
I don't even care because he believes the world is flat. So.
Hey, you know what?
He deserves what he gets.
Oh my God. Before we leave, this isn't somber, but I just want to give a shout out to my grandmother who unfortunately passed away this past week. Grandma, I love you very much and I miss you.
And on that note, that wraps up this week's edition of Rock Solid Radio Show. It's your boy Ubiquitous speaking for on the behalf of Dr. Tim.
Hey.
Todd Digger.
Jeez.
Weezy.